It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs himself, a.k.a. Rick Rude Vaughn, Dick Dude, all hail the King of Ginger Ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Bow down, suckers. King of Ginger Ale's in the house.
Ryan, let me ask you a simple question.
Yeah, please do.
Were we invited to San Diego Comic-Con?
If we were, my invite got lost in the mail.
Actually, I'm having an issue with that. That's a side story.
Yeah.
I ordered something, I haven't gotten it in the mail. But no, Ryan, the answer is we were not invited to San Diego.
We were not invited.
Comic-Con.
No, we were
never been invited to San Diego Comic-Con. But who covers it like we do?
Nobody.
I don't think anybody does.
Nobody.
For my money, this is the best goddamn coverage of Comic-Con you can get. And it's a yearly tradition where every year since we've been doing Hashtag Dork, going all the way back to 2015, I think, 2015, whatever, 16.
It's 15,
we,
16, yeah.
That following week, we have looked back at all the things that San Diego Comic-Con had to give us. Usually a whole bunch of trailers, also a bunch of announcements. There's been some highs and lows. I think back to last year where I think DC was all excited because they had Aquaman. And like,
oh yeah, they were very,
you know,
they're
all pumped for Aquaman. They had Shazam, and then Marvel's
Swamp Thing.
Like Swamp Thing, and Marvel's like, well, we have Thor Ragnarok, and everybody like loses their mind. And this year, DC doesn't even go,
didn't even show up.
They just punted, and maybe because they knew what Marvel was bringing to the table, I don't know.
Maybe I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but Ryan, what we're gonna do is, because this week in Dork is the topic du jour, is pick of the podcast, we're just gonna get into all this stuff right now because there's a lot to get to.
Let's just rip through it.
Let's just rip right through.
I think as exciting as Comic-Con is,
yes,
and like as you said, not to pull an ESPN stat out of my ass,
uh-oh,
but there is nobody in the Eastern time zone who who also did not go to the actual event covers it better than Hashtag Dork Podcast.
I am very hard pressed.
Yeah.
I am hard pressed to find a podcast that is hosted by a sports talk radio station,
right,
that has two members cover Comic-Con whilst not attending.
Yes.
Who's better?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Exactly.
That's us.
Put that in your stat book.
Guess what, listener? You've come to the right place if you want us to break it down. And let's just get it out of the way. We're not going to save it to the end. I think the what everybody wants to talk about is all of the Marvel announcements. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean let's get through that. I mean that's the meat of the whole thing.
There's a lot there. There's a
lot.
Do
you know who does not appreciate all of the coverage that we do of trailers and announcements?
Oh my God. Kyle's dad.
Kyle's dad.
I was gonna
not
say,
with us.
How do you think Kyle's dad took into the weekend?
Someone somewhere in the greater Hartford area just went, Jesus Christ.
Let me say this too. I think our last episode, I don't know if this was out yet, but Billy D, you can check him out on Twitter at Billy D2411. He co-hosts the Rossi on Wrestling podcast with Jason Rossi. He is a savant when it comes to these animation things.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he put together an animation. It's all over our Twitter. If you don't have Twitter, we posted it on our YouTube as well. But it's Davey's story set to animation, and it is fantastic.
It got better.
It's go watch
better
that.
With a visual.
The visual helps. Yeah.
It does help. Yeah.
I don't know what Kyle and Kyle's dad looked like, but that's all I needed to see was those guys walking.
Yeah, that's all you needed.
That was fantastic. But yeah, this has to be a miserable weekend for Kyle's dad because all it is trailers.
Yeah.
All it is trailers and possible spoilers, I guess. But Ryan, let's start with Marvel, which took over, I think it was Hall H.
Hall H,
and it was just one update after the next. It was nonstop because I know we were texting with each other as we were just updating Twitter, and it was like, here's a logo, here's an announcement. Here's a logo, here's an announcement. Oh,
yeah.
He's starring in this, he's directing this, like he's writing this. And it was like each one of those things, I think on its own would have been a pretty big deal. But they had, they announced essentially five movies for sure. They also promoted another three or four. They had a whole bunch of Disney Plus shows. They're talking about writers, directors, actors. It was pretty off the charts.
It's pretty unprecedented that they would have that much stuff lined up. And the stuff that they announced, like they gave dates for movies that don't have titles or exist yet.
Yeah.
And people were like, well, that's all of Phase 5. Like they have it all planned.
They have Phase 5 ready to go. Because I think a lot of people
are already talking about it. Yeah.
They were wondering, all right, Phase 3 is over. The Infinity Saga is over. 23 movies. They've set all kinds of records. Endgame now is the highest grossing film of all time. Far From Home is going to make $1 billion total.
Yep.
And you can't just stop. Like, it was a perfectly well-told story, but you have a lot of money there to be at stake. So you're going to continue to go. There's a million comic book characters. They now have the rights to even more characters that they mm-hmm. couldn't use before. So they're all about it. And it looks like there's no sign of stopping. Do you have any fatigue?
No. And did someone said on Twitter, do you believe that Disney buying Marvel for $4 billion is the greatest investment payoff in the history of mankind?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Because how much money did Endgame make?
Like $2 billion, right? $2 or $3 billion? I think it's something like that. I mean, right? Almost $3 billion, probably.
Just on that alone. One singular movie.
Yeah. I think the Fertitta brothers bought the UFC for like $1 million.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
that was a bargain.
Do you ever see UFC 1, not to get off topic?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, unwatchable. You got like 40. It was a 45-minute fight between Hoist Gracie and Ken Shamrock that ended in a draw.
Hoist wearing his gi.
Yeah.
I also love, I forget that, I should know because I was a diehard UFC fan, but the guy who had the one boxing glove, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It literally looked like Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Or like Eternal Champions. Or like something one of those like games. That. Something just, like, threw those guys in there. Ryan, let's go through each one of these announcements, I think. What's the best way to do it? Like a scale of, 1 to 6 on how excited you are?
Yes.
Because I also think with each announcement of like a movie or show, there was like an announcement or two within said announcement, which is also either really exciting or you're kind of left like, okay, eh. So Marvel has 2 movies set for 2020.
Yes.
That is next year, also known as May 1st. Black Widow
mm-hmm.
and November 6th, The Eternals,
which I didn't think that was coming out as soon as it would.
That is a quick turnaround for Eternals.
That's a quick turnaround. And that's kind of like you'd hear rumors about casting like that was Black Widow has been well established for a while now.
I'm not surprised that one's going, but I am a little surprised that them putting Black Widow as the first movie in Phase 4 really looks to me like, oh shit, like we put this one off too long. This should have been in Phase 3 or Phase 2, like at some point.
Yeah, it depends on what they do with it, because there's rumors that it's going to set up the Dark Avengers.
Okay.
Which is okay. That's fine. It's also going to introduce Taskmaster, which is pretty
sweet. Taskmaster's in it. But isn't this also, this doesn't take place, I mean, spoiler
alert.
It's
like in between.
it does not take place after the fact. You know what I mean? Like, isn't it odd? Like, one of the first movies you're doing is of a character that is dead.
Yeah, a little bit.
It is a little bit.
A little bit. But if you look at the lineup for Dark Avengers, like, I'm kind of into it.
Yeah. I'm also interested that David Harbour and Rachel Weisz are both going to be in Black Widow.
I'm excited for that. Yeah.
Curious to see what they're going to do. David Harbour apparently is playing Red Guardian. Rachel Weisz is playing somebody named Melina.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But like you said, Taskmaster will be in it as well. On a scale of 1 to 6, a standalone Black Widow movie gives you what?
Like you said, I think like a 4, 4.5. Because like you said, the timing of it is a little weird. And it's odd. You know, and I have faith. I give it I would say 4.5 because I have faith that they're doing the right thing with this. And it's going to be like, it's going to work.
I think she deserves a movie, but it's weird. Like when you see that, what's that TV show? Was it Hannah? And then there was like another, that Red Sparrow movie that Jennifer Lawrence was in. You're like, this looks like a Black Widow movie. Like both of these look like Black Widow movies.
I think what they're going to do is she's an established character. I don't think they're going to go too much into the backstory. But Renner's in this too, right?
I don't know. That's the rumor. I didn't see him on the list. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
So the same year in November, The Eternals comes out. Angelina Jolie is now going to be in the MCU. And
Selma Hayek is going to be in it too, which I have a great Selma Hayek story, which I've told on the podcast before.
Let's hear it.
I haven't told you the story before.
What's the Selma Hayek story? Oh, no, maybe you have.
When I was going through customs in JFK.
Oh, you saw Selma Hayek.
No, and she brushed her boobie on my arm, on the back of my arm.
Did you never shower again?
I told the first person I saw. I was like, you will never believe.
Must have been pretty good. Like, so if anybody's going to do that.
Long story short, I was trying to make a connecting flight from Rome I came back from Rome and I was going to catch a flight to go to Florida for spring training for baseball. And I told the people, like, I had to get through customs, like, super quick because it was a really fast turnaround. So they let me go through the express lane. And as, you know, I have to do the whole thing. You, like, take your shoes off and, like, yeah, all that stuff. So as I was going through security again, I felt like a person brush the back of my arm.
Nice.
And my initial thought was, like, who the hell are they letting in front of me?
Right.
Because that's crap. You know what I mean?
Crap. You waited in line.
And
you pay your taxes.
And then I looked up and saw what had just happened. And I was fine with it.
Yeah. I probably would have
I was fine down. With it.
Like, hold
and
on
I tell you, she is a peanut. She's like 5 feet tall.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. She's there's that.
She's a lovely, lovely lady.
Yes.
She's going to play the leader of the Eternals. And this, I could be wrong here. We haven't talked about this, Ryan. I feel like the Eternals is right up your alley.
It is. It is. It's the book itself with Neil Gaiman. The one I read, it was Neil Gaiman, and it was illustrated by John Romita Jr., which is one of my favorite Spider-Man.
Oh, interesting. That was a good one.
Yeah. So, yeah.
This
yeah,
seems pretty out there. This seems pretty out there. Pretty crazy shit.
Yeah. It's hard to...
Isn't it like, could this... If they go too much... Because, not to go crazy about it, but isn't the Eternals, like, how the whole Marvel universe like got created kind of is via the Eternals?
Yeah. Like it's
like, I don't want them to go back and change too much of like the past.
No, but there's a lot of that. There's a lot of, I don't want to get too into it because we could, if I started like explaining this, like it would be,
this is a headache. I think
it'd be kind of a headache. But we have like these really weird characters.
Yeah. Gilgamesh.
A lot of the characters,
aren't they just like based kind of like off of Greek and Roman gods? And then they're like, no, they were actually based off of us. Like that's sort of the thing. Like there's a character called like Icarus, but it's spelled differently.
It's spelled every, yeah. And there's one called Athena instead of like Athena. You know what I mean?
I think Angelina Jolie's Athena. There's Mockery or Merc, like instead of Mercury, I think it's Mockery or whatever. So it's like kind of one of those type of deals.
Yeah. And then there's like Gilgamesh and there's like all these weird characters that, like you said, the universe itself was based on.
But as a classicist, I feel like you could maybe, you could enjoy this.
I could enjoy it a little bit. the bastardization of languages is not something I like to, I like to dabble in, but
no, I know.
Yeah. It's setting up a different type of mythology that, it's pretty out there. Like you said, think if Guardians was out there, like this is further out than Guardians.
Yeah, but at least what with Guardians, and I don't know what they're going to do with the Eternals, with Guardians, you could take a bunch of characters that people have never heard of, but if you have an awesome soundtrack and a lot of comedy, people are going to eat it up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the Eternals is going to have a lot of comedy.
Well, it has Kumail Nanjiani is playing Kingo, which is right.
So, I mean, I guess they'll put all their comedy eggs in his basket.
And the guy he's the guy from Atlanta, Brian Tyree Henry.
Oh yeah
he's in it too, and he's actually pretty funny. So
Paperboy
is in he's playing Fastos, which is it's kind of a,
all right, so they got a couple guys that might be able to give you something.
Get some chops there. Paperboy.
But
let me get that paper boy.
I don't think that 2020 is necessarily like this unbelievable year for Marvel.
No, but this might set something up. You know, and I know I hate to look past it. You never want to look, you know, it's not a trap game.
But let me just take you back through the last 4 years in Marvel, if I may. 2016 was Captain America Civil War and Doctor Strange.
So
2017 was Guardians 2, Spider-Man Homecoming, and Thor Ragnarok.
Big year.
18 was Black Panther, Infinity War, and Ant-Man and the Wasp. And 19 was Captain Marvel, Endgame, and Far From Home. And then next year is Black Widow and the Eternals.
Maybe they're getting fatigued. Maybe they need a little break, you know?
Well, good news is 2021 is also a year, Ryan, which they already have planned out. Let me start you out with, so what's your score for the Eternals? 1 to 6. Anticipation.
4.
Yeah, I'm like a 3 on both of them.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I'll see them both, and I'm sure I'll be pleasantly surprised, but I have higher hopes for what's to come. February of 2021, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. I don't know anything about this.
I don't know anything about it, and this is embarrassing. Shang-Chi is one of the very few Marvel characters that I know like nothing about. Like nothing. I know that like his father's name is Fu Manchu.
Yes.
Which is like,
okay.
I don't know if that's racist or not, or racially insensitive. I don't know if they're going to keep that.
I don't know.
And his mother's American, but I know he associates with Colleen Wing a lot. Could there be a crossover there?
I bet there fucking won't be because there never is.
Yeah.
I believe I read that the Mandarin is going to be in this movie.
What?
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's a huge problem.
Already screwed that up in Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Maybe he wasn't the real Mandarin. Maybe they're like, oh, I'm the real Mandarin.
Well, I mean, I guess he technically wasn't the real Mandarin, but like you know what I mean? Like anyway, but that's bullshit. But anyway, they're going to try to pull that off. So I have no idea what to expect with that, to be honest.
And no.
My guess right now, well, out of those three, Black Widow, The Eternals, and Shang-Chi, which do you think will be the highest at the box office? Which do you think will be the lowest?
Highest will be...
I think it might be The Eternals.
It's going to be The Eternals. So. The lowest is going to be Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Although at least you got some recognition with Black Widow.
Although, you know? Black Widow does, and... You know, Captain Marvel kind of already stole some of the thunder of like female lead.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi does have the Asian lead though for the first time.
Yep.
So that'll probably get a little bit of buzz. So we'll see. Like definitely diversity is one of the big things that they were really pushing here for phase four.
What if instead of Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings?
Yeah.
What if you called it Crazy Strong Asians instead of Crazy Rich Asians?
I don't think that would fly.
You don't think that would fly?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you know how that movie did. I'm just saying.
It did well.
With that stupid name.
Yeah. You know? And you know who's in both movies?
Awkwafina. Yeah.
Who I saw at some award show, and she was wildly unfunny.
Really?
Like, hysterically unfunny.
I saw her on Saturday Night Live. Very unimpressed.
Yeah, me neither. It's not for me.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, let's get to the two big... Actually, let's get to the next three huge breakthroughs. I'm not surprised that these movies are being made, but some of the details here we were unaware of. May 7th, 2021, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Scott Derrickson is back as the director once again. Elizabeth Olsen as Scarlet Witch is going to be a big part of this movie as well. And what they are saying is the, quote, first scary MCU film.
So I guess New Mutants is off the table then?
I guess it's New Mutants is out.
It's Marvel horror movies.
Like, this
horror
one's
movies.
Our idea. Like, no, yeah. This is what we're doing.
No, we did it. We did it first. People are going to see this one. We're actually going to release this.
So obviously Benedict Cumberbatch back as Doctor Strange. Benedict Wong is going to be back as Wong.
As Wong, yeah.
And Scarlet Witch. And apparently the TV series, which we'll get into, WandaVision, this is going to directly tie into this movie.
See, perfect. Like, why haven't they done this before?
Oh my God! Do you really want me to go?
I don't want you to
blow my top.
Speaking, I don't want you to blow your stack here. But this is a good idea. Like tying the TV.
It is. You know? It was actually an idea that they fucking had 10 years ago, and they didn't do it. They didn't do anything with it. It's just it's insane. But yeah, so WandaVision, I still don't know how that one's gonna work. But anyway, this is gonna tie in together. But so a couple of things jump out. First of all, we knew Doctor Strange 2 was going to happen.
Yep.
But essentially, two things here. One, it's going to be a horror movie. And two, they're putting multiverse in the title. So we're getting a multiverse.
We're getting a multiverse, which opens a lot of doors. A
lot of verses.
What could happen here?
So this has to be, because everybody's like, what's the deal with X-Men? And Kevin Feige even made like a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek thing, like, oh, like we're running, like, unfortunately, we don't have any time to talk about mutants, or he made some sort of good line like that. I mean, multiverse has got to be the easy way to sort of let X-Men in, right?
It is and it isn't. I mean, yes, it's an easy way to do it, but it's going to be difficult to have it make sense. It's going to be difficult for people to buy into that, other than it being like a convenient way of just like opening... opening it up or whatever. But, and they teased it a little bit in Far From Home, So like the idea right. is there.
They put the idea out there, and then obviously Mysterio's you go a different direction, but
yeah,
the idea is out there. So I am excited, and I'm somebody, I have the first Doctor Strange ranked lower on my list than a lot of other people do. I thought it was good, but I just I like a lot of movies more. This has a chance to be amazing.
Yeah, I recently watched Doctor Strange again, and it's good. Like it's solid. It's good. Yeah,
it's and the fact that you're adding in a couple of other characters like this, like that's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, maybe not as sweet as November 5th, 2021, Thor, Love and Thunder. So Thor becomes the first character in the MCU to get his own or her own fourth solo movie, but it's hardly solo. Valkyrie is going to be back, Tessa Thompson, and the monster news, Natalie Portman, for God's sakes, who we thought hated the MCU movies, is coming back, Jane Foster, and she will be Lady Thor.
I mean, do you think she looked at Ragnarok and what Taika Waititi did and was like, okay, I'm in for that? Like, why didn't we do that?
I think
you know what
good,
I mean?
I think there's a good chance.
And I think it sweetens the pot that, like, there is this, there is lore with Jane Foster becoming Thor.
Yeah.
And having a, like, people keep saying like Lady Thor or like girl, she's just Thor. Like she, like, stop.
Yeah.
You
right,
know,
right.
So it's just a, if you know, but, it seems cool.
It does. And like I said, I love Natalie Portman, man. I love Portman, and she got a raw deal. Cause everyone's like, oh, she didn't try Thor the Dark World. It's like, well, that was a dump.
That movie
like, what do you want her to do? This, I think knowing, like you said, what the movies are like, but also looking around and seeing like, Brie Larson and all these like really good actors and actresses taking on these roles. You're like, well, this isn't just some shit dump, like money grab explosions. This is like, you can get some really good character stuff in this.
Yeah. You can really, you really, really can. And the writing's good. And like what I'm most excited about, and I want to get your take on this. What are the chances between 1 and 6, 1 being like, I don't know, 6 being like, absolutely.
Yeah.
That Korg and Meek play a vital role in this story.
Vital role?
Or like a significant role.
7. They have to be in it. Like these they have to be. Have to be in it.
Yeah.
Absolutely have to be in it. There was no announcement about Korg and Meek, but I'm fine. Like you need to leave some things up, you know, for chance or whatever. I got to see those guys, but I'm fascinated by that. The other announcement was that Valkyrie is going to be the first LGBTQ superhero in the MCU films.
Like that's, I'm like, hooray. But like, I'm just, I don't know how to say this without,
it's tricky.
It's tricky to like say this without sounding like dickish. I just wish that didn't matter. Like I am 100%. I am an ally. I love representation in movies, but I feel like people are putting too much emphasis on this.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Like,
no, I know what you're saying. And I just think that I'm with you. Like, unfortunately it has to be announced now because it's not commonplace. So you have to like announce it, and like just like even with Captain Marvel, you're like first female lead. And you're like, okay, like I want to see a good movie, but I'm also a white dude, and so all the characters have always been white dudes. So like it is a little bit different.
And I'm all for that. I wonder about. I don't know. I wonder what.
But also some. Of the
I just don't want it to take it away. I don't want it to be away from it. You know what I mean? I don't want that to be a distraction.
But also, like, some of the characters, like, I guess outside of, like, a love story happening, like, you don't really care.
Well, that's just it.
Like, if you found out, like, Korg and Meek were gay, you'd be like, okay.
Cool.
If like, you found out that they weren't, you'd be like, okay.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't. Like,
fine.
I'm just, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like,
maybe
I'm
sad. Korg and Meek are gay. You ever think of that?
I'm sad that, like, people were, like, upset about that. And it's not that, like, I'm upset that, like, oh, like, Valkyrie is going to be the first LGBTQ character. Like,
there's too many women heroes.
Yeah. It's actually the other way. I'm upset about is that people are upset about it.
Right.
And, like, people are like, oh, like, no, Thor's a girl. Like, why do you care?
Oh, my God. We've seen some of that on the tweets already.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I'm happy.
I'm like, dude, that was so dumb. And that's why Captain Marvel's Rotten Tomato score was so low.
Right.
And you're like, guys, come on.
And so what I'm
but anyway, that's
let me just to clarify what I'm trying to say is like I'm happy that there's representation in the MCU, and I'm happy that there are strong female leads and gay characters and like biracial, like different racial characters. And like there's representation there. What I don't like is people taking exception to it and thinking that that's going to distract them and then make them, like you said, the same thing with Captain Marvel when people went ham for no reason.
Right. Oh, I know.
You know,
well, then the, I mean, the hope would be in what, 10 years or whatever the hell, I don't know when the date will be, but it's just, show me a good movie. And then like it, it becomes, you don't really care. Like, oh, wait a minute. Like that was, there was an Asian guy. There was a black guy. There was a white guy. Like ultimately, hopefully one day, like it doesn't really matter. And that's,
and our, I think we're getting there.
Freedom here on hashtag dork.
But there's always going to be those dickheads who like say,
well,
like,
there always will be 100%.
And I've, you know, in 4 or 5 years of doing this podcast, I've gotten like no better about it. I'm no better at it. You know, dealing with those people, but
it's frustrating. What are you going to do? But anyway, Taika Waititi back. That is obviously writing and directing. So obviously Korg and Meek are going to be in it.
Oh yeah. So six, by the way, anticipation.
So I'm a 6 out of 6 on that one.
And 5 for Doctor Strange to get us back.
I'm probably a 5.5 for Strange because the horror elements to it. 6 for Thor. Those of course come out in the same year. Also, maybe the biggest surprise announcement, although Natalie Portman was a pretty goddamn big surprise.
That
was a
big one, yeah.
But one of the other big surprises was, we don't have a date for this movie yet, but they are introducing Blade into the MCU.
Awesome.
And not just that. That alone is a monster announcement. But here comes Mahershala Ali.
Yeah.
Who we both love. The guy is the man. He's great in a bunch of movies. He was great in True Detective season 3. He was actually also great in the fucking MCU when he portrayed Cottonmouth in Luke Cage season 1.
He was good in that.
So that's bullshit. He was already in the series. You can't use him twice. But anyway, they don't count that, and that's another whole thing. But what do you think about Mahershala Ali as Blade?
The best thing, I love it. And the reason I do is because someone asked Kevin Feige, like after the Hall H thing, after the reveal of that, they asked him, I'm like, oh my God, like, how did you get Mahershala Ali to agree to this? And he goes, oh, he called us.
Yeah.
Like, he called me.
He wanted to do it.
Yeah.
He's like, so he calls you answer.
He calls you answer. And, like, whatever he wants to, like, yeah. Like, you have, how many Oscar nominees and winners do you have in the MCU now?
Add another
crazy.
One. Crazy. It is crazy.
Add another one.
Come on over.
Yeah.
And this, I've always loved the Blade character. Blade, when it came out, it predated the X-Men movies, the Spider-Man movies, all of that. And it was really good. And I think a lot of people didn't realize that it was a Marvel character.
Right.
And there had always been rumors of them coming back. And there was rumors that Wesley Snipes was going to come back as him. And like, there was all kinds of buzz for a while. There was even at one time the hope that there was going to be an Underworld Blade crossover with Kate Beckinsale and Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And it didn't happen because I guess what happened was
Wesley Snipes went to jail.
Well, he did have an issue, but Marvel Studios owned Blade, and so they were kind of always hoping that they would kind of bring him back in. They just didn't know how. And then so here comes Mahershala Ali. So they had a logo for this one, but it sounds like it's going to be Phase 5, because didn't Feige say not Phase 4 for
Blade? Yeah, it's going to be a while for Blade. And I think there's a way to work this in that would be super cool. Like it's like a kernel of an idea in my mind, like how this is going to work.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of excited about it. And it involves like the Doctor Strange movie. And it involves the Mobius. And it involves
Morbius.
Morbius. What did I say? Morbius. Yeah.
Morbius would be good.
Because wasn't Morbius, there was an alternate ending where Morbius and Blade
3? There's supposed to be. I don't think
Blade 1.
I don't think they alternate ending. Is that what you said?
Alternate ending.
Yeah. It was either an alternate ending or like were they going to put it in like the end credits, which they never ended up using, or something like that? But yeah, bring his ass into get a little scary stuff.
I think it has to be. And this, by the way, I would say we don't know yet, but I'm like a 4.5 on this as like anticipation factor.
If they come out
and say it's an R,
I'm all the way up.
Hard R MCU movie.
Oof.
I'm in.
Won't be the only hard R in the building. Also confirmed, Black Panther 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3, Season of the Witch. Captain Marvel 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Mm-hmm.
An untitled Fantastic Four film.
Which is like way on the back end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. And that's not to say that that will be it, but that's it that was announced at Comic-Con.
And people were so up in arms about there was no Spider-Man. But
they
came out
be.
After it, but they came out after and said that's Sony's movie. Sony has to announce that. We can't announce it. That's part of like the deal. Because technically it's still primarily a Sony property. So they're like, they can't talk about Spider-Man. They can't talk about Venom. They can't talk about Morbius.
Venom.
Venom's going to be fine.
Sony, Fox is already they're done. What is Sony doing holding on to these five characters? Enough.
Yeah, I know.
Enough. Hand them over. You don't do them well.
Yeah, you're going to get bought out eventually anyway. Just give it up.
So the movies, I think it's kind of a mixed bag. It was cool, and I do like that they're taking chances. Again, the Eternals and Shang-Chi, had no idea they were going to do those, but you go back to 2014, and you're here comes Guardians of the Galaxy.
Good.
Your point, stuff. People are all right. But I'm pumped for Doctor Strange and Thor and Blade and all those other ones. All right, the Disney Plus shows, Ryan, which is, again, is I guess my cross to bear. I watched all of the Netflix shows. I liked the Netflix shows. I thought those actors were good. I thought the casting, specifically of Daredevil, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones, was all perfect. All three of those actors were perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually and Punisher. Throw him on there too. Those four, perfect. And there's plenty of chances to cross over. Spider-Man's in New York, all that shit. They never did it. So frustrating. And so now they're going to do it with this Disney Plus series. I should be super excited. They're bringing in the actors from the movies. Yep. But for some reason, I'm not.
You're not excited for these.
I'm not.
That's surprising. That's shocking.
It's to me, let's see what happens. But this is the order in which they're going to be released. First, August of 2020 will be The Falcon and The Winter Soldier. And I love both of these guys, but it just feels weird. I don't think I could ever hit a fatigue point when it comes to movies.
Mm-hmm.
But now on top of that, you're going to make us watch 6 to 8 hours of all of these other shows as well. What's the quality going to be of these?
It's going to be fantastic. It's Marvel Studios. And then you get the same actors. They wouldn't sign on to it if it was crap. And the other thing that I'm the other way. Why I'm really excited about this show specifically is they're bringing Zemo back.
Yeah. And they're going to throw a helmet on him, right?
Yeah.
They're finally
Yeah. They're finally going to be the
one character that wears a goddamn mask.
Yeah. So and it's the same. What's it? Daniel Bruhl is the guy's name. I'm excited about this one.
All right.
Because it's what it's going to do. And like I said, if these are all direct tie-ins, now we're going to establish Sam as the new Captain America. That's going to kind of pave the way for that. Yeah. And there's times where Bucky takes the shield, and Bucky Barnes was actually Captain America at one point. So there's several different things that could happen here.
Yeah.
All centered around Baron Zemo, which is awesome.
Yeah. No, that one's good. I think out of the five shows that they announced, the Falcon, if they were all at the same time, I would watch this one first, Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, which comes out in early 2021, WandaVision. Not entirely sure how this is going to go. Scarlet Witch, obviously Elizabeth Olsen is in it. I guess Paul Bettany's back as Vision.
Yeah. So listening to her talk about it, she said, you're finally going to understand what, because it's very unclear, and you ask the casual Marvel Studios, Marvel Comics fan, who's Scarlet Witch? And they're like, well, she's kind of like, I don't know. You know what I mean? So I think it's going to establish that character a little bit more, which is important. Like you say, if it directly ties into Strange.
Okay.
Because what I'm looking at is they have these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shows, right? So all of these shows have to tie into something.
Right.
So this has to be this is going with Doctor Strange, Winter Falcon and Winter Soldier. That's going to go. What am I looking at with whatever. But
there's a tie in. There's somewhere in there.
Loki is going to we'll get to that next, but that's going to tie into Thor. You know, and What If is going to tie into maybe the Eternals, something.
Whatever. Or that could be its own thing, I think.
Yeah. And then Hawkeye can tie into Black Widow or whatever, So
yeah.
Some way, because
the other thing with WandaVision too is it's going to have the little girl from Captain Marvel, I guess, is going to be in this too. I don't think it's the same.
It's not her, but it's the character. Yes.
So I'm like, okay. And then apparently, like you said, So what's confusing to me is WandaVision takes place after Endgame, and it's going to lead us into Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
But Vision's dead.
Or is he?
Okay. Yeah, I guess not.
Because Vision was never really alive.
Loki is getting his own series with Tom Hiddleston, and this is going to follow the... obviously, I think we knew this too, when Loki stole the Space Stone in 2012... when they sort of like redid that part in Endgame, yep. Like they went back to 2012. And so he took it and we're like, all right, well, that sort of sets up his show. But I'm like, okay, but like to what end? And like, how confusing is that going to get?
It's going to get pretty confusing. And I'm a little bitch stole our look with the logo, by the way.
Mm, great point.
Can we talk about that?
Yes, we can talk about that. Go back to the Loki. And we tweeted this out. We tweeted all these images out.
Yeah.
The Loki one. That was my first takeaway too. So it's just Loki and all different. The each letter is like a different font and a different kind of thing. And I'm like, it looks a lot like dork.
So and this is going to take place over like different time periods and eras. It's going to be like he's jumped back and forth. Like this is going to be weird. Like this is what I'm not really that psyched on.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Loki. So then what if, Ryan, is the penultimate one here that we have. I think it's an animated series. And Jeffrey Wright is going to play the voice of the Watcher. And the one thing here, so there's a whole series of Marvel
comics. What a great voice that guy has, though.
He does have a good voice.
Yeah.
They have the what if, like, branch of comics. And so this will have nothing to do with the continuity.
No.
This is all sort of like... the characters that you like, and then like what would have happened if this happened instead of this.
I think it'd be cool if it was like kind of like Marvel, like Disney Plus is like Black Mirror, where every episode's a one-off.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
It might be.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me if it was like that. And then the last one, at least that was announced, comes out late 2021. That would be Hawkeye.
Which I'm very, very excited for.
So Jeremy Renner's in this, but I'm already getting the sense that he's going to be in it for like an episode.
An episode or two. Like he's going to pop in and out because I think it's going to center around Kate Bishop. Which is, oh, you know, Hawkeye's a girl. We don't need that.
So that's,
no, I mean, we need that, but we don't need the,
we don't need that.
Yeah,
really, that part of it.
I feel like I'm not saying what I want to say today, and you know that's something I'm working on. But there's a lot
of letters. We'll get letters.
What I'm saying is I'm all for inclusion, and I hate the people who aren't. Is what I'm saying. Yeah. And if you're like not on board with this, like you're a dick, and you need to like
let it go,
you know,
man.
Just you need to relax. You know,
go watch any movie from the past 100 years, and you'll be fine.
If you want to see dudes like playing guys playing dudes, like watch literally anything else. Like you're fine. We're past that now.
Yeah. Gonna be all right.
Yeah,
we're gonna be just fine. Anything else with the Marvel announcements?
They did a lot. I mean, they did way more than I thought they were gonna do.
They went crazy.
They went crazy. I remember. So, by the way, I was doing this not to brag or anything.
Oh boy, here we go.
I was refreshing my Twitter while finishing the first season of Mindhunter. By the way, which we can talk about.
What do you think? Okay,
it was really good. It was really good. Nice. I'm excited for season two. We'll talk about that a little later,
right.
But talk about that off air. But
we can talk about it on the air. Isn't really,
oh, we can.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a podcast about TV.
It's watch Mindhunter. Mindhunter is actually really cool.
Yeah.
The Holden, the character that the main guy.
Yeah.
I hated him by the end of the season.
Well, fair.
Which I think was the idea.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
probably supposed to be a little annoyed.
Yeah, I was a little annoyed with him.
But anyway, so you were you were refreshing the old
Twitter. And it was just at one thing, one after another. And it was like
the right time too. Like I caught it at the right time. It happened to me on my phone, and it was like each Marvel thing, one after another after another. And I was so out of all those things, out of all the announcements, what was the craziest one? Or what was the best? Let's just put it like very generic. What was the best Marvel announcement?
I think the one that got the biggest pop was Mahershala Ali as Blade. Like that was out of nowhere. Like that was nowhere.
That was Nowheresville for sure. I think it's some combination of Mahershala Ali as Blade
And like the Natalie Portman thing. Natalie Portman. That was cool.
Yeah.
The way that Waititi announced that was cool. But like, yeah, you're like, oh, cool. You know, it wasn't like a huge surprise to me.
No, I know. Well, yeah, because like she'd been in a couple of Thor movies before, so it wasn't like the craziest thing. Exactly. But I was still surprised. And the fact that they were like, hey, we're doing Thor 4. Because there had been rumblings about it.
Right.
But like, we're back. And then Doctor Strange being like a horror movie.
That was
pretty crazy.
All right.
And that's, yeah.
That's pretty much it. I think everything else we kind of knew about, right?
Yeah. And Scott Derrickson, by the way, we've talked about this before. But
Scott Jurgensen.
I love it. He did the movie Sinister, which was really good. If you want
to watch
that movie.
Yeah, that was good.
He did that.
That first Sinister was good.
Yeah. Scary.
I was going to say. But yeah, like a hell of a press conference from them. Ooh, came off swinging.
Boy.
And what a way to just like put the nail in DC's coffin. You know what I mean?
They must have gotten wind and were like, we're not going.
Yeah, we're not going. We're just going to look bad if we
don't. They're like, what are we going to do? We're going to show another poster for Wonder Woman 84? Like, we got nothing.
And so just to back up a little bit. So all these shows, the first one, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, right, is coming August 2020?
Yes.
So that means that Disney Plus is going to exist for like
9 months.
9 months without a new show, which is fine because then it's got everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and I think Captain Marvel and Endgame are both going to be released on this exclusively for streaming.
Right.
For $7 a month.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't seem fair to me.
For two large iced coffees.
Two large iced coffees a month.
Yeah.
You can see every Disney movie, every Pixar movie, every Marvel movie, every Star Wars movie.
Crazy. And that new Star Wars TV show.
And the Mandalorian, which is like...
the Midichlorian.
The Midichlorian, yeah. Which looks sick.
It looks awesome. It looks awesome. And just to have that catalog... Now, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Disney buy the Muppets?
Yes.
So they have the Muppets too?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. No, wait.
I think they did.
HBO has Sesame Street. I know that.
HBO has Sesame Street. And... they have all five seasons of Fraggle Rock on there right now.
Yes, they do. My kids won't touch it. I'm so disappointed.
My kid watches it, although she has no idea it's on. But we've already banged through most of season three.
And you know what? They love Sprocket. They love the dog.
Love Sprocket.
And they love the Doozers. The Fraggles, they could take or leave.
Really?
Not fans of the Trash Heap either.
No, the Trash Heap I'd probably be scared of.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dozers are good guys, though. They just, you know, put their hard hats on, get to work.
Just get to it. That's all they want to do, too. Just work, you know? Just
workaholics, these guys.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, Marvel was fantastic. Ryan, let's do some of the other things that came out here on Comic-Con weekend. Trailer after trailer after trailer, so we can spend as much or as little time on each one of these. Let's go with the final trailer for It Chapter 2.
Woo.
This movie comes out September 6th. First of all, I thought the last It that we saw was a bit overrated. People went crazy. It made a ton of money. People went nuts for it. And I thought it was good, not great. This though, I think I like all the actors that they picked. So I think this has a chance to be, better than the first part.
And like I said before, like having, having read the book, the one thing I would have liked to have seen is I know they shot these movies at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the book goes back and forth. And so, like, you know things that you shouldn't know. Certain things before certain things happen. So, like, I would have liked to have seen more of that. And it looks like this one, they're going to go back and forth a lot more.
Yeah.
Which is good. And I'm told it's, like, a harder R. Than the other one,
oh
than the
boy.
First one.
Look out.
Because we got like, there's something in the description said like crude sexual acts or something like
oh,
that.
Oh
like,
boy. Well,
like we're going like
take
way.
My money.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Mindhunter.
Oh yeah.
If you love like weird sexual acts, watch that show.
All right, Ryan. That's not why. That's not why I watched it.
Yeah.
That's why I bought it. No, let's go to the next one on here is Top Gun Maverick.
I thought that this was going to be a complete joke. Like, I thought that this was going to be like a complete, like, come on.
I'm still not sure that it won't be.
It looks kind of cool. Am I wrong?
It has its moments, but like, I don't know. I was never a big, huge fan of the first Top Gun, to be honest.
I could see where you would say that. But one thing that did bother me, though, is so they have Miles Teller, who is apparently playing Goose's son.
Right. And Tom Cruise is going to teach him how to fly.
And he has a mustache. So it's a little on the nose.
Well, you know, in homage.
But here are some things I do like.
Okay.
One, that I like the idea that Tom Cruise's character, you get this from the trailer, so it's not a spoiler, has gone nowhere. Like, he has not been promoted. He is just doing the same things he's been doing for 30 years.
That's correct.
I love that.
That is pretty funny.
I like John Hamm as a naval officer.
Yes.
And a smoking hot Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah.
Right into my veins.
She has looked the same for the last, like, 25 years.
She is the best. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
And I think Miles Teller's a really good actor. And I think they say something in the trailer.
He was Fantastic Four.
He was not good in that. Remember when he changed his face in that movie?
Like, what?
What was I going to say?
You like this. You're excited about Top Gun Maverick.
I'm cautiously optimistic. And Val Kilmer is in it as well.
That's right.
Iceman's back.
He was great as Cunt.
Oh, sure was.
He was a really good Cunt.
He was a super good Cunt.
Top Gun Maverick.
Was he the best Cunt that they've ever had? Here's the thing. There are some actors who wouldn't do, like, they would kind of do, like, a sloppy job, like, playing that role.
Right.
But his was just, like, such a tight Cunt.
He did do
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he did. He really did. He worked out.
Yeah, like I said, you could get sloppy with it. And, you could.
Yeah. But
his is just
stinky. That little package. He's good.
Oh, look at us having fun. Nobody's done that since. Vagina jokes. Who could fill out a better Cunt than him?
Than Val Kilmer. I dare you to show me someone. So Top Gun Maverick hits the theaters June 26, 2020. We got a Netflix teaser trailer for The Witcher, which comes out later on this year. Henry Cavill.
Jesus, what a mountain of a guy he is.
Holy smokes. This is a question for the ladies out there. Can you be too big?
Because he's getting there.
He's like jacked out of his mind. I don't know what he's like downstairs, but I'm just saying, like, upstairs.
It doesn't matter.
Like, I mean, I feel like it's too much.
It's too much, but not only that, but, like, you see him, like, running around. He's got the shirt on, and the shirt's kind of loose. But then there's, like, a quick shot of him with, like, shirtless.
It's outrageous.
He's like, Jesus Christ, look at that guy.
It's a Jesus, Kyle. Is he – what does he bench, you think?
How much you bench?
What do you hang jerk? Anything? What do you snatch?
My favorite part of the Witcher teaser. You could tell that it's like early footage because there's a scene. I'm going to get to the exact. If you go to 1:05 of the trailer,
okay,
there is a shot of like this army coming down the hill, and it's only for like a second or two. But it's the worst CGI ever. Like, no one's feet are moving. They're just like sliding down the hill.
Not good.
You got it. It's like a flash of a second. You have to see it. It's the worst CGI I've ever seen. Now, embarrassingly, I have never finished a Witcher video game.
No, I don't really blame you.
And it's a lot. Like, I'm all about like the epic RPGs, but it's a lot.
Come on, what are we doing? We all have lives.
It's one of those ones where you can get like, you can play cards for like 3 hours and just like no time has gone by. You're like, oh snap.
Yeah. I gotta get going.
Yeah. So it's dense, but people swear by them.
I'll start that. I'm not like crazy fired up about it.
I'm going to try to play The Witcher before I'll try to get there. But
Ryan, the movie that we all wanted, Jay and Silent Bob reboot comes out October 15th this year.
If you tell me that you're excited at all to see this movie,
pretty hard.
You are a goddamn liar. Like, this movie looks awful. And not only that, I am convinced that Jason Mewes, who plays Jay, those are not his teeth. I think he's missing all of his teeth.
No, he might be. He ran into some problems. I don't know if that was heroin or what it was, but he's had some problems.
But he, look at, they,
those he's not are, doing well, all right? Let's not dwell on his well. Face. The face is off.
He does not look great. And like I said, I think those are not his teeth.
I like Kevin Smith a lot.
You don't, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, I've talked about this a lot. Like, you know, he tapped into this vein in the 90s of like this Gen X thing that like was great. But like in 2018, like this shit, stupid. Like, well, it's stupid.
That's hard to hear. First of all, friend of the podcast. Friend of the podcast, Kevin Smith. Come on. That's what it is. These are his movies, Ryan. Give me a quick scale, 0 to 6 on each one of these movies. Ready?
Yep.
Clerks.
2. I hate Clerks.
I know you do.
All right, I hate it.
I think quick. We don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Mallrats.
4.5.
That's a 6.
5. 4.5, 5.
Chasing Amy.
1.
Oof. Somebody doesn't like inclusion.
No, I do. I just hated that movie.
Dogma.
Like a 4. I like Dogma.
Dogma's good. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
4.
Fucking funny movie. Will Ferrell and Jon Stewart, like, they come in like halfway through the movie and are unbelievable in it.
Like, yeah, but that's not Kevin Smith.
All right. You know? Well, so far, that sounds like a pretty good resume. Jersey Girl.
Oh, fuck. Never saw it. Don't want to.
No, I did. Trash. Clerks 2. Electric Boogaloo.
2.
Yeah, it was awful. Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
That movie I actually liked. I'll give that a 4.5. I actually liked that movie.
Not terrible.
But you know why? Because Kevin Smith isn't in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cop Out.
0.
Red State.
0.
Red State's not bad. Come on. How about Tusk?
0.
That's like a -6. Tusk is so bad. And then I saw Yoga Hosers, which 0. Was even worse.
And that he put, and like after that, he put his kid in this movie.
His kid is in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I understand that, but like,
I like that.
By the way, I just freeze framed it. Like, where did you? 106, 106 on the
trailer. 106. Okay.
I got Shannon Elizabeth. Where did we drag her out of? And look at Jay's nose. Like, he's almost got like Artie Lang nose.
He's not doing great.
His nose is like deteriorating.
No, I understand. He's had his demons. Yeah, he's had his battles.
Like, Kevin Smith's gonna hang it up. I'm friend of the podcast. I get it, but like,
well, it was funny because somebody called him out on Twitter, like, all your movies suck recently or something like that, and he responded. And I don't know if he was being serious or not, but
he took the nice guy high road, which is like.
But it was like, did you see it?
Yeah,
it was like basically the tune of like. Well, when I was like single and like didn't have a family and like was broke, I made better movies. But like now I'm successful, so I don't have like those hardships. It's like, think about like so many like musicians when they write of a place in like pain and they're like better. And then like when they're happy. And so he's like, well, yeah, you know, but I guess I'll take this version or whatever. And I mean, I'm sure he doesn't think his movies suck, but the problem is they do. They suck now. Yeah, they suck now.
And it's like, and I think the most disappointing thing for me about the whole thing is like, it's not that his movies suck. It's that they're lazy. Like, I think that like rebooting this is lazy. Yeah. And I know it's very tongue in cheek and you're like, but you know, it's like, oh, well, because everything else is getting rebooted. So we reboot this movie. And it's like, that, I get what you're trying to do, but it just seems like
the same bad
recycled crap, like over and over again.
I know.
And like, I'm you use the same characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I get it. That's the joke.
It won't be worse than Yoga Hosers.
No, that was one of the worst movies I've seen
of all
in
time.
Not of all time, but like in the past 2-3 years. Like, that's
dude, of all time. It's on my short list of like all time worst movies. I couldn't believe how bad it was.
Yeah. Like, where is it gone? Like, where is the touch?
How about this announcement that they sort of threw at us? Halloween. There's going to be 2 sequels to the Danny McBride Halloween, the most recent Halloween that we just saw, which was essentially Halloween 2 Electric Boogaloo, but they just called it Halloween because it was so many years later. So in October of 2020, the movie Halloween Kills, and then in 2021, October, Halloween Ends.
Yeah, so they got to be shooting these all at once, right?
Yes. First of all, hate both titles.
I hate both titles, but
Kills and Ends. And you're telling us that the second one you really don't need to see because it's going to end in the third one.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't know, but I think they're taking this in the right direction. And I think I like the idea that this is it. Like, we're done.
We'll see. For how long?
For how long? I guess.
His Dark Materials is going to be a HBO show.
Yeah.
Anything on that?
Yeah. So if you've read the books like The Golden Compass and, you know,
Yeah, they made a movie right out of this.
They made the movie was terrible.
Yeah,
because it was funny. They're trying to hit on like this Harry Potter thing, and like this book actually deals with like some heavy shit.
Oh boy.
Like not to get too involved, but like kids are getting killed. Like, you know, it's heavy stuff.
No, and as a father, Ryan, I can't watch that.
Yeah, but these mature themes and all these things. So I think HBO do a good job with it. The cast is awesome. So
it's HBO. It's worth a shot.
It's a little out there. Like the idea is like a parallel universe. Like it's a multiverse. So it's one not like
multiverse gang.
Multiverse. And they're trying to like connect the multiverse and all that stuff. So. Except in this world, people have like they call them demons, DAEMON, and they're like they're like pets, but they're like spiritual pets.
Oh boy!
So you have like a companion that's supposed to be whatever.
What would your spirit animal be? Mine, of course.
You go first. Yeah,
mine would be a bonobo monkey because they have sex for fun.
I'd like to think it would be some sort of like woodland cat.
A cat?
Like a lynx, like a lynx or something. Like a bobcat.
Big cat.
Like a bobcat. I think a bobcat would be right up my alley.
Oh, a bobcat. I can see you being a bobcat.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of bobcat, have you watched the recent Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Seinfeld?
Mm-hmm.
So he was doing an episode with a woman who is like, she's like a singer, right?
She's like I forget her name, but she's friends with like Amy Schumer.
Yeah, but like
Bridget something.
I forget her name. But you don't hear who it Bridget is. They actually bleep it out.
Yep.
It's like episode 11 of this most recent one. And Seinfeld's basically, you never really hear him calling out comedians. And he's just like ripping somebody and saying like, this guy, not funny. Does this, that, and this. And it's because he's not funny. He never was funny, never will be funny. And it's very clearly Bobcat Goldthwait.
So the idea is either Bobcat Goldthwait or who's the other shithead? Gilbert Gottfried.
But I think he respects Gilbert because Gilbert has been in the game forever and like he's a comedian. I'm pretty sure it's Bobcat. There's also a scene. So he's talking shit about him when they're just sitting at the table. Then they go and get their tarot cards read.
Yeah.
And they say something and like some guy, like you have like a problem with somebody. And they flash over to the girl, and she clearly, they bleep it, but you can read her lips. She clearly says, oh, Bobcat.
Yeah.
Guarantee you. Watch that part. I guarantee you. So anyway, Seinfeld hates Bobcat Goldthwait.
Which is strange. I don't think I've ever really heard Jerry Seinfeld swear.
Yeah, he was pissed about him.
And it was the whole thing. Like, he came at him. Like, there was this, you know, this whole thing where, like, he's Bobcat like, came at him, and yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, he has no talent.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
And he had to use the voice because he wasn't funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Like, I mean, I could take or leave Bobcat, to be honest, but
yeah, like the old comic relief stuff, like I used to watch that stuff and like howl laughing because I was like 6 or 7 and didn't know any better. And like Police Academy 2 and 3, I believe he was in.
Police Academy is very good, Police Academy. There's no getting around that.
Him and who's the guy who plays Sweet Chuck? Like that pair together, like that tickled me. That tickled my funny bone.
Right, the old funny bone.
Yeah, Tim Sweet. Yeah, forget the guy.
From his Dark Materials, speaking of HBO, this might be what I'm most excited about outside of the Marvel stuff, and that is Watchmen coming to HBO this October. We'd already seen some stuff before, but they had another Comic-Con trailer. It was like over 3 minutes long. Oh, by the way, we posted all of these. I should have mentioned this at the beginning. Yeah. Dorkpodcast.blogspot.com. We never use it, but once a year, it's just an easy place to post all of these trailers that we're talking about. So you can go there and check those out. We tweeted out the link too. But Watchmen, I can't wait for. This is gonna be the show of the fall.
It is. It's Lindelof, and like there's already started to I'm reading all this stuff about it because I'm super intrigued about it. As you know, I love Watchmen. Mm-hmm. I love Alan Moore. And there's kind of like this it's not unspoken, but there's this like, they don't speak to each other, but like Alan Moore and like Damon Lindelof are like beefing like hard about this show.
Alan Moore hates every single thing that's ever been taken of his and done.
And Damon Lindelof knows this. And he said, I don't think it made peace with these. I don't think that I've made peace with it. Alan Moore is a genius, in my opinion, the greatest writer in the comic medium, and maybe the greatest writer of all time. He's made it very clear that he doesn't want to have any association or affiliation with Watchmen ongoing, and that we not use his name to get people to watch it, which I want to respect. And then he followed that up by saying, and I'm like, fuck you, I'm doing it anyway.
Well, but he's not going to put Alan Moore's name on it, though.
Like he said, Alan Moore is not thrilled with this whole thing.
He's like, Alan Moore's Watchmen coming to HBO in October.
Yeah. I doubt they'll even put his name in the credits.
No, they won't. They won't. But maybe at the very end, like characters created by it. They probably legally have to.
Yeah. And Alan Moore is like, you know, he's been very outspoken about like how in the past about how basically like DC owns the comic, not him.
Right.
And that was like his big sticking point. Mm-hmm. Like he wanted to own the whole thing so no one could use it ever. But
right. And then they just tied it into the DC comics now, like a rebirth. Yeah. Like for the and first time.
I'm sure that drove him absolutely crazy.
Oh boy, did he not like that? There's no chance he liked that.
No.
Ryan, we'll gloss over some of these because I know you don't watch them or probably care that much, but The Walking Dead Season 10 trailer, Fear the Walking Dead Season 5.
The only thing I care about is this is Michonne's last, Danny Guerrero's, her last season. Yeah.
Yep. Okoye is going to be leaving the show. And there's also the untitled Walking Dead movie with Rick Grimes, which I'm like, come on, man. What are we doing?
To quote you. Take a shit. Take a shit.
Come on, AMC. Take a shit. There was a Terminator Dark Fate Comic-Con featurette.
Yeah. How about they just casually drop that they're bringing Edward Furlong back from the dead to be in this movie?
Definitely thought he was dead.
My wife legitimately thought he was dead.
Yeah, I thought there was a chance. Yeah. Brian, you into cats?
You know what's funny? Is they're like, oh, there's a new Cats trailer. And I'm like, oh, like... Well, my older daughter's like really into like dance and like musicals and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, this might be like something she'd be like really into seeing, you know, because Cats was such like a phenomenon. Like when we were growing up, like Cats was like a huge deal. And I watched the trailer before and I showed it to her and then didn't mention it to her.
No, probably for
the best. You don't need to see that.
Probably for the best.
It's kind of freaky weird,
it's
right? Gross.
It's weird. It's real weird. It's, I think, has a chance though. It's going to be such a miss that it's going to be a cult hit. Like there's going to be a small group of people
like
that
Hellboy.
Well, maybe like Rocky Horror Picture Show,
like Hellboy,
like maybe like Hellboy, Rick and Morty Season 4, Ryan had like a little bit of a teaser with Glooty
voiced by
Taika Waititi. Very good.
That was developed apps.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
I like that one. A whole bunch of stuff for all the CW stuff. Batwoman.
I love Arrow. Ruby Rose. I'm going to watch Batwoman.
I'll give it a shot. Arrow, Black Lightning, Supergirl, The Flash, all those bad boys.
Is this Arrow's last season?
Yes.
Yeah.
Season 8, I believe, I think they announced is their last. Westworld Season 3. This show can take a shit.
Yeah, it does not look like we're going in the right direction with this.
Star Trek Picard. We admittedly are not big Star Trek guys, but I think people are pretty excited about this.
It looks cool. Yeah. I think it looks cool.
It does.
I know nothing about it. I want somebody, please reach out on Twitter. If what do I need to know prior to watching the show?
That's a good point.
Get us up to speed.
Preacher. They had a trailer for Preacher Season 4. This will be their last season as well.
And they had, what was it? It was one of my favorite scenes in the graphic novel was in the trailer. Ah, shit. Which was it?
Shit on a log. What was it? And let me also mention the Dark Crystal Age of Resistance trailer coming to Netflix.
So I guess Simon Pegg is doing that guy's voice. No, he's doing that voice.
Nice.
Of Chamberlain. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm trying to find. Yeah. In the Preacher. No, it must have been like a thing. Like it was my favorite scene. In one of the Preacher books that they had,
in the trailer.
I forget, but it's in there and it looks cool. So
check it out. Mm-hmm. So out of all of those, you line them all up. I think Watchmen is still what I'm most excited for.
Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
I think we have to do before Rick and Morty comes out. We have to do like a best in series Rick and Morty episode.
Yeah. So once we get the
release date or
whatever. Release date. We'll figure that out. And so next week we're going to postpone Jessica Jones once again, because Once Upon a Time in Hollywood comes out.
Yeah.
It's are we like Lindsay Buckingham?
Yeah. Or Lindsay Buckingham, or like, what's the other thing? Matt Damon on Kimmel.
Yeah.
We're like, just going to bump it.
Lindsay Buckingham on what else you got?
Yeah. what up with that?
What up with that? Like, ooh, sorry, Lindsay Buckingham, sorry. Nice
to plug your own show, by the way, with what else you got. What else plug got? Your own show.
It's the last segment of the program during the week. You listen to that. No big deal.
I do.
But Once Upon a Time in Hollywood next week, right? And also you can pour through our archives. We did a Quentin Tarantino movie pod. So I'm interested to see where this movie stacks up in the rankings of Tarantino films.
And does it fit in the verse? Does it fit in the Tarantino verse?
Oh, I bet it does. There's going to be like red apple cigarettes. There's going to be a big kahuna burger. There's going to be something.
There's going to be something, but like which character from another movie they're going to squeeze into this?
Oh, man.
Because now Brad Pitt exists in two Tarantino movies.
Yeah. Well, three, right? Or no? Well, True Romance is
True Romance is...
That's still a Tarantino movie.
Still a I think it's... Yeah, I think it's a Tarantino movie, but...
All right, Ryan, that'll do it for the Comic-Con episode. You can rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or anywhere else you get your podcasts from. You can tweet us at Dork Podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/DorkPodcast. You can email us anytime, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. And Davey has gotten back in the old Twitch.
Yeah, game. We did it. We did a bit of a soft open the other night. I think we maxed out at about five people, but I kind of did it. I was like, you know, I was just trying to see if the setup actually worked.
Yeah,
and there were some bugs that had to get kicked. I actually finished an entire game, which was sweet. We played 1980X, and I actually finished it.
Oh, nice!
For those of you who stuck around, it's like a two and a half hour game. There's like five little vignette games. It's awesome. Definitely play that game for sure.
Sick.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ryan, you know what they say here on hashtag dork. I'm a fiend for mojitos. Do you say anything?
Not after that.
Do you ever say anything? You don't say anything?
No.
All right.
I don't say anything.